Yeah, Shankara continues again. So he starts the 14th shloka, Kimcha, again. Ahameva Vaishvanraha Udarastha Agnihi Bhutva. Ahameva, I alone am Vaishvanara. Vaishvanara means Udarastha Agnihi. That Agni which is there in Udara or stomach. Bhutva, having been that Agni. So he gives a Shruti quoting for. So he says, I am Agnir Vaishvanaro Yoyam Antah Purushe Yenedam Annam Pachyate Ityadi Shrutehi. By the Shruti, Brihadaranyaka Shruti, that I am Agnir Vaishvanaro. This fire is called Vaishvanaraha. And Yo I am Antah Purushe. Purushe Antah, which is there inside Purusha. Yena, by which idam annam pachyate, the food that is being eaten, that is being cooked or digested. Ityadi Shrutehi, thus Shruti also says that about Vaishvanara Agni, inside beings which in turn help in digesting food. Pachyate, pachami means like it is not digesting, but in fact it's cooking. But here the meaning is once you have ate something, then it has to be like it's digestion and not cooking again. Vaishvanara has sent, being Vaishvanara, praninam, pranavatam. Praninam means in beings which are living. Pranavatam, that which have prana. Pranis are those which have prana, or which have vital force, or which are living. Deham asritaha. Deham. Praninam deham asritaha. The body of beings. Asritaha. Depending on the body. Asritam means like it's depending, or it's in a way depending or situated. And Shankara says the meaning of asrita as pravishtaha, meaning having entered. So praninam deham asritaha. Asritam is situated, but here it is pravishtaha, means having entered into the body. Pravishtaha pranapana samayuktaha, being the conjunction, or being associated with, or in association with pranapana and all those things. Prana, so pranapana samayuktaha means prana apanabhyam samayuktaha samyuktaha. Prana apanabhyam, like with prana and apana, samayuktaha associated means samyuktaha. Samayuktaha means samyuktaha. Samyukta means conjunction or association. So association with prana apana. Pachami, paktim karomi. Pachami means digest. Paktim karomi, it digest food. Annam, ashanam. Annam means ashanam, means whatever is being eaten. So annam here doesn't mean rice. Generally the word annam is wrongly interpreted or translated as rice. We generally call it annam as rice, but real meaning of annam is anything that is eaten is called annam. Ashanam. In ashana pipa sa, that's what in Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter it speaks about. So ashanam means anything that is eaten. So annam pachami. Annam, ashanam, chaturvidam, chatushprakaram. Four types of annam. Bhojyam, bhakshyam, choshyam, lehyam cha. So those are the four types of food, or that which we can eat. Annam. Annam, or that the food which we eat, is of four types. You can eat or intake things in four types. One is bhojyam. Bhojyam is like the normal bhojanam, means like using your teeth. So kind of chavachin chaparal mari. So that is bhojyam. So, Bojim, there is a famous quote, Chaba chaba kar kana kahiye, chahi, sorry. Means like, chavacha chavacha chapanam nali. So, Bojim means like that which is by like chewing, you can say.
Chewing.
Bakshyam. Bakshyam is that which is directly swallowed. Like, old people always swallow things. They don't do Bojim, but they do Bakshyam. So swallowing, some things are to be swallowed, not to be chewed. And then choshyam. Choshyam means things which have to be sucked, like juice or like the orange or mango in them. Like when, if you go to Hyderabad, you can see that like during summer season, what they have special mangoes. And since it's very hot, what they will do is like they will just put a straw inside the mango, ripe mango, and you can just suck it out and juice will directly come.
Okay.
It's a special type. I don't know whether it's there now, it was in 1990 or at that time when we went, like they gave us that mangoes. Just put a straw in it, then you suck it out. So that is choshyam, means sucking. And lehyam. Lehyam is like that which has to be licked. We are famous with lehyam. So these are the four types of annam. These four types of annam is pachami. I like digest them in association with prana apana. Means like prana apana cannot, prana and apana are vital forces which are active. And any action is impossible without the self being associated with it. So that means the self or I am associated with them as the Vaishvanara. Vaishvanara is also called as Jataragni. The Agni in like our Udaram. So with this Agni is what really digests food in association with Pranapana. So Pranapana, which are always moving, cannot do it. So it is this Agni which helps. And this Agni is powered by me. Or I am that Agni. I am the source of that Agni, or I am the substratum for that Agni. Bhokta Vaishvanaraha Agnihi Agne Bojyam Annam Somaha Taretat Ubayam Agni Shomau Sarvam. So this is a Shruti quoting which is not known which Shruti. So Bhokta Vaishvanara Agnihi. Bhokta, the doer, or the person who is not doer, sorry. Bhokta means enjoyer. So the enjoyer or the person who is enjoying food is Vaishvanara Agni. Agnehe Bhojyam Annam Somaha. Like Agnehe Bhojyam. Bhojyam means the object of our enjoyment. Means here it is food. So the food for the Agni, for Vaishvanara Agni, which is the Bhokta, is Annam. Annam means what? Somaha. That is the rasam, as explained in the previous shloka. So the rasam in Annam. Tat etat ubayam agni shomau sarvam. So like thus is the splitting of things with respect to agni and the with respect to bhojanam. Anything that is eaten can be split into these two. Iti pashyataha. Thus who sees it this way, anna dosha lepaha na bhavati. Anna dosha lepaha. Lepanam means like sticking or getting lepanam means, a general meaning is when something gets stuck to you, that is called lepanam. So anna dosha lepaha na bhavati. Lepanam of anna dosham. So anna dosham, dosham with respect to annam, will not stick you. A person who knows that the bhokta is Vaishvanara Agni and the bhojyam is Somaha, if such a person eats anything, whether it's good or bad, he will not be affected by it. Even if he eats non-veg or any other things.
Okay.
Such limitation doesn't exist for such a person, because Vaishvanara Agni is the Jataragni which can burn. It's an Agni, so it can burn anything. Whatever you eat, it will burn. So if you offer it in the right way and know this, then you will not be affected by it. Then why can't all people like always do it and therefore not get any stomach trouble. That is out of scope. That's what should happen. So normally, like, even though we can say, okay, it's his system will be perfect. No system is perfect because it is body or something. So there will be some issues, some problems. Prana apana will not be properly. It's not just the agni that does pachanam, but it is the in association with prana apana. And in most of the bodies, like these prana and apana, some will be excess, some will not be active properly. That causes stomach trouble and other trouble. The only thing is, if a person knows this, then it will not cause trouble for him. Either he will vomit or it will go away. So he will not be affected by it if a person knows this. So anna dosham, whatever can happen due to annam, whatever doshas can happen due to annam, both sins as well as stomach or health troubles, that will not be there when a person knows that the bhokta is vaishvanaram and the bhojyam is somaha or rasam. So he continues in the next shloka, he winds up this vibhuti. So he says, kincha, again. Sarvasya cha prani jatasya. Sarvasya cha prani jatasya. Sarvasya, every of everything. Cha prani jatasya cha. Prani jatasya cha. Of pranis, or of the various beings. Aham atma san. Aham atma. I am the atma of all. Of everything, meaning of all pranis, all beings. Prani jata means like praninam, means Shankara explained as pranavatam, that which have prana in them. That means that which have vital force or which are living. So aham atma san, being the atma, hridi buddhau sannivishtah. I am in the heart, hridi, in the heart. Heart here means buddhau, means in buddhi. Sannivishtah, I am present. So like here, Paramatma in many of his lectures, he criticizes Ramana's like heart, Hridayam, by saying that Shankara in Aitareya Upanishad and many other places speaks about Hridi or Hridayam as Buddhi. So here also Shankara says Hridi as Buddhav, means Buddhi. Hridayam here Shankara equates with Buddhi. So Hridayam is only physical. It's all controversial and it's the way we use terms, that's it. Nothing does matter. Hridayam or Buddhi or whatever you call it, the place where, as per Ramana, Hridayam is the place from where the I thought starts. As per Vedanta, where does the I thought start? I thought, as per Dridrishi Viveka, Ahankaram, when does Ahankaram gets rise? When is Ahankaram created as per like Dridrishi Viveka?
It's the association of reflected consciousness with the intellect.
Yeah, so that means it is in the intellect. So Ahankaram gets created in the intellect. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that means like as per Ramana, Hridayam is the source of Ahankaram. As per Vedanta, the source of Ahankaram is Buddhi. So Hridayam is Buddhi. And Buddhi, as per Ramana, Hridayam is not something physical. Buddhi is also not physical as per Vedanta.
Okay.
So the only thing is, it all like, it's all usage of many terms, that's it. Like in as per Ramana, he uses Hridayam. Paramatma uses Buddhi, that's the only difference. So there is no criticism, or both views are right. You cannot say this is wrong and that is right that way. But as per Ramana, he just terms it as Hridayam, the place where it starts. Maybe Ramana does differentiate between Hridayam and Buddhi. Hridayam as the place of the self, place from where self starts. That is again the intellect, because if you start down from the koshas, Anandamaya Kosham, that is Ajnanam. After Ajnanam cannot be explained. Ajnanam doesn't have any form, either mental or physical or intellectual. So that means the next step is Vijnanamaya Kosham. That means Vijnanam. Vijnanam is what is called as Buddhi, and Ramana calls it as Hridayam. So Paramartha, such criticism is not valid, really speaking. So
okay.
the, But like his point is valid that Shankara explains Hridayam as Buddhi. But his point of criticizing Ramana that Hridayam is spiritual heart, there is no such spiritual heart, it is only physical or that way, it is wrong. Because here clearly Krishna speaks about Buddhi, which is not physical. Intellect is not physical, it is something subtle. Intellect or the antakarnam itself is something which is bundle of thoughts, that's it. So we can't have any physical form of it. Yeah, that is a separate thing we have already discussed. So Hridi Buddhau Sannivishtaha, I am in the heart of all beings, means in the Buddhi of all beings. Again, this can, if we don't understand this like in Ramana's ways, then it can cause more issues. Okay, I am in Buddhi. How can the self be in Buddhi? So that means Krishna speaks about here as not the self, but he speaks about reflected consciousness or Jiva. That means I am Jiva. It is as good as telling that Atma is Jiva. Atma is Ahankaram. Atma is never the Ahankaram. So at some point, like it will lead to some point where there will be logical issues. Got the point or?
No, I didn't.
Okay, the thing is like, let's say we take Paramartha's view and that okay, Hridayam is physical or Hridayam is just Buddhi, and ignore Ramana's part of saying that Hridayam is the source of everything. So even though Shankara says here Buddhi, here it means the source, the main source from where everything starts. If we don't accept that, then I am in Buddhi means Atma is never in Buddhi, only Jiva is in Buddhi. That means Krishna says I am Jiva.
Okay.
So such statements that I am the Jiva in all beings and all will lead to more confusion. If it is Avacheda Vadam, then it's fine. If it is Pratibimba Vadam, then that means the Jiva in each person is same. If the Jiva in me and if the Jiva is in you both are same, then what's the difference? Okay, difference is there in the adjunct of intellect. Even if you accept that the adjunct of intellect is same, then that means my Jiva is the same as your Jiva. So my Jiva can understand your Jiva's intellect.
Okay.
What?
Differentiation.
Yeah, differentiation irkal. Intellectual differentiation, you cannot have mere intellectual differentiation alone. You have to accept the reflected consciousness differentiation, because reflected consciousness is reflected in intellect. If Jiva in you and Jiva in me is same, as you said, there is no differentiation, because if Jiva in you and Jiva in me is same, of course self is same. That means self is same and reflection is same, which means medium is also same, there is no difference between intellect. Then as like Shankara Mishra says in Bedaratnam, lot of other issues will come, like okay, then you should know what is there in my mind. You will have to judge what I am thinking now, which you will not be able to, you cannot. So such problems will come if we don't accept Hridayam. Though Shankara says here Hridayam as Buddhi, but still Hridayam here means not the normal Buddhi that we understand, but it is the Hridaya Kuhara Madhi. So it is the Hridaya Guha or Hridaya, as like Kaivalya Upanishad says, it is the cave of heart or cave of intellect, we can say.
Okay.
Ataha, therefore Mattaha, Atmanah, Mattaha means mine or Atman's, Sarva Paninam or Atmanah, Mattaha means Atmanah or Atman's or every being's, Sarva Praninam, Smritihi. Smritihi means like Jnanam. Smritihi Jnanam. Smriti is memory, Jnanam is knowledge. Tat Apohanam, and the loss of both Smriti and knowledge Apohanam cha. Apohana means apagamanam, means going out, is what's the meaning. Apagamanam cha. Yesham yata punya karmanam punya karma anurodena jnanaspriti bhavatah tata papa karmanam papa karma anurupena smriti jnanayohu apohanam cha apayanam apaganam cha. So here Shankara says what is about smriti jnanam as well as apohanam. Like esham, from of these beings or from these beings, like yada punya karmana punya karma anurodena jnana smriti bhavatah. Punya jnanam and smriti happens only with from punya karma. Punya karmana knowledge, punya karmana jnana smriti bhavatah. Jnanam and smriti of punya karmas, which happens in conjunction with punya karma. Punya karma anurodena, by the karma. So jnanam and smriti of punya karmas, which is in turn related or affected by the punya karma, determined by punya karma, punya karma anurodena yata tata papa karmana papa karma anurupena smriti jnaniyoho apohanam cha apayanam apaganam cha. So here Shankara means that, like, smriti and jnanam of punya, as smriti and jnanam of punya karma is from me, mattaha from me. Okay. Similarly, papa karma is apohanam. Due to papa karma, apohanam of the jnana and smriti, which is attained from punya karma, that is, both are from me.
Okay.
Mattaha is generally mine. So here, mattaha, it is mine alone. Means I am, or it is from me, or by me.
Okay.
So here Shankara says, what it means is, punya karma causes jnana and smriti, and papa karma causes apohanam of the punya jnana and smriti, which is in turn got from punya karma. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Vedesha sarvai.
Yeah?
Okay, punya, from you do punya karma, and then from that you get jnana and smriti. Because nobody remembers their papa karma. So you cannot have either knowledge. Knowledge is not possible of papa karma, because papa karma is not jnanam. It is something wrong, so it is not knowledge at all, valid knowledge. And smriti is not possible of punya karma because, papa karma, because nobody remembers papa karmas.
Okay.
So smriti and jnanam is of punya karma. So you do punya karma, you get smriti and jnanam.
Okay.
You do papa karma, then what happens is the smriti and jnanam that you got in turn from punya karma, that smriti and jnanam is forgotten. The more papa karma you do, the more you forget.
Okay.
The more you smoke, the more you lose your perception of the world. The more you use perception or usage of your intellect. So whatever you have gained good will go.
Okay.
So papa karmas remove the smriti and jnanam, and the smriti and jnanam itself is attained from punya karmas.
Okay.
Don't confuse, I am just putting it in one line. Papa karmas remove or cause loss of smriti and jnanam, which in turn is got from punya karmas.
Okay.
It's just one line I am putting, that's it. Vedaischa sarveir ahameva paramatma vedyah veditavyah. Vedaischa sarveihi. In all the Vedas, ahameva, I alone am paramatma. Ahameva means paramatma. I, paramatma, alone. Vedyah means veditavyah, to be known. Vedanta krit. Vedanta artha sampradaya krit. So vedaischa sarveir ahameva vedyu. So in all the Vedas, I alone am to be known. And Vedanta Krit means Vedanta Artha Sampradaya Krit. I am the person who has created this Sampradayam of Vedantas Arthas. Means Vedanta Sampradayam, or the meaning of Vedantam. Vedantam Artha Sampradayam. Vedantas Artha. Artha, meaning of Vedanta, and The sampradaya of meaning of Vedanta has been done by me alone. So Vedanta Krit means Vedanta is started by me. But Vedantam is not something that can be started, it's always there. So that means Vedanta's meaning has been started. Meaning has been explained properly. How can you explain the meaning without having a sampradaya? Sampradaya means it's just a list of commentaries and explanations. So that means tradition. So Vedanta's Arthas Sampradayam I have created. Vedavit. Veda Arthavit cha eva cha aham. And Vedavit. Veda Arthavit means the knower of the Veda is also me alone. That means I am the knower of the Vedas or Vedas meaning. Vedas. Teaching. Artham can be meaning, or here I think Gambhirananda takes it as teaching. Okay. Yeah, the next is like part of the next shloka, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, so Vedanta Krit I am, Vedaishya Sarve Rahameva Vedyo, I am that to be known from the Vedas, I am the subject matter of Vedas. I myself am the originator of or the formulator of Vedanta, and I am the knower of Vedanta. That means like the subject of knower is me, the object is me, and the action of Vedanta, Vedanta Pratipadanam, that is also me. That means Triputi is me. That's what here he means. Clear?
Yeah, clear.